Today's Shaila is, what is the Geder of Eliyahu HaNavi today? In other words, what's the Halachic Geder of the body of Eliyahu HaNavi? So the part in Navi that discusses Bechlal, the demise, the passing or the non-passing of Eliyahu HaNavi, is in Melachim Beis, Perek Beis. And the Torah starts off, the Navi starts off Perek Beis, Vayhi Balois Hashem es Eliyahu v'Soira Hashemayimo. When it came the time that Eliyahu was supposed to go up to the Eibishter in the great fire, Vayelech Eliyahu v'Elisha min HaGilgul gives the whole story of Eliyahu and Elisha the last day that Eliyahu was officially Ba'ilam Hazeh. So the Radak, he gives the whole story of what happened to the body of Eliyahu HaNavi. So he says like this, Visham Nisrfu Begodov, his clothes got burnt on the way up, Zulasi Ha'aderes V'kalab Sori V'at Samai, he says his meat and the bones got destroyed, V'ruach Shava L'kim Asher Nasona, and he what's it called, his spirit, his neshama, went up to the Eivishter. In other words, the way the Adak brings down one of the Pirushim is not like we classically learn that Eliyahu's guf is still chai. That Eliyahu's guf in some level was burnt, and when it says he went up to Shemayim, so it was only his neshama that went up to Shemayim. However, he brings down a Yalkut Shemayni. And the Yalkut Shemayni in Bereishis, Mem Beis, brings down a different shita. Ki ichnisu akel b'gan Eden im gufay. That no, he went up to Shemayim with his body. K'mayi shayi adam rishin k'idem shechata v'chein hichnis chanech sham. That he says that the Medrash Yalkut Shemayni holds that he went up to Shemayim himself with his guf, not like the Adak previously brought down, that it was only b'nishmasai. But afilu b'gufay, he went up to Shemayim. And there's a sefer, Derech Eretz Zuta, which I saw that Rabbi Simpson gave out to one of the Talmidim, Derech Eretz Zuta. And over there brings down a very interesting thing. He brings down, in Perek Aleph of Derech Eretz Zuta, Ki asorei shenichlesu chayim l'gan Eden. There are 10 people which went up to Gan Eden chayim. One of them is Eliyahu HaNavi, and very interestingly, the one of the 10 is Melech HaMashiach, the Eretz Zuta brings down, that one of the 10 is Mashiach. The Mashiach is alive in the Shama B'Gufay B'Gan Eden. That the Zin of Elias Mashiach B'Gan Eden, but he's Chai V'Kayim at the same time. L'Chayah, what's the practical nafkamina if we say that he's alive in the Shama B'Guf or not? So that comes back to the question that we had until now, which we mentioned briefly earlier. The question is, can Eliyahu give smicha? In other words, we know that Eliyahu in the time of the Navi, he for sure got smicha from the dar before him in Moshe Rabbeinu. If Eliyahu would come back today, would we say that he can give the smicha, ish mipi Moshe Rabbeinu? So if you say it's the same guf, if you say he has the same body as he had before, so then there's no question that for sure he can give smicha because it's the same Eliyahu HaNavi, which is Pashat Ish Mipi Ish. However, if you learn, if you're of the opinion that it's a different guf that Eliyahu HaNavi has, in other words, he dropped off his old guf somewhere on the way to Shemayim, and on the way down, whenever he comes down, he picks up like a new guf somewhere, so then Lav Dafka, can you say that this is the same guf, and therefore Lav Dafka, can he give the smicha? And that was the answer to the Advaz Shailan Sanhedrin over there in the Rambam, where we discuss this. If the Rambam says that L'chayra you can make a new Bezdin, if all heathen get together, they can make a new Bezdin, the Im Lav, if not, who's going to be Yitzmech Bezdin Agadol? Who's going to be Seimech Bezdin Agadol? And the Radvaz asked, what happened to Eliyahu HaNavi? he could come back and be soimich. So if you learn that it's pashit, a different guf, so there's no shayla of the radvaz, because pashit, it's a separate person. Now, what koyach? What's another specialty of Eliyahu HaNavi? And this is what we say, Pinchas zu Eliyahu, that Eliyahu has, that he's going to be the one to mevaser the geula, it comes a special koyach of his first gilgul inyan of Pinchas. The negeya Pinchas, it says, Bekani es kinosim es b'nei Yisrael, that he was somebody that stood up for the Eivishter. In other words, even when Alpisechol or the odds were against him, nevertheless, that he still stood up for the covet of Hashem. And which is a special hayrah for the Reinu Eila, for our generation, that today, it's definitely every single person that holds stark mit inyan von Emuna and holds strong from the inyan of Yiddishkeit is the inyan of Pinchas. Every one of us, every bocher, every person that holds stark today with all the menias v'ikuvim and all the inyanim advarim amivalvelim, that's the inyan of Pinchas. But we have to know that Pinchas zu Eliyahu, that the koyach to bring Eliyahu mevaser geula, the koyach to bring Mashiach, comes from Aaron Hog and the Eifen of Pinchas. Because Rebbe once explained in one of the Maimorim that every dur has an Esoyin. Every single generation has a test. And the test of our generation is Al Yevesh Mipnei Amaligim. Not to be embarrassed from those that scoff, from those that laugh, from those that not knocked they're against. But they machen schwach, they got singing of Mashiach. And our job is Al Yevesh Mipnei Amaligim, Chas V'Shalom, not to be embarrassed of who we are, what we stand for, what we believe. And when we go with this shtake to Pinchas, Emir Hashem, we're going to be Zeich to Zu Eliyahu.